The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, the news changed with such regularity today, I just can't keep up. How are you, first of all?
Well, first of all, I have to say my thoughts and my prayers are with the community of Surfside, Miami, following the devastating collapse of a residential building. At the moment, rescue workers are on the scene. We know one person has confirmed dead, at least 35 people pulled, but it's very personal to me and to many of our women in the community. A lot of our WITSO women live in Miami. It's their friends, it's their families that are affected. It's a very, very Jewish area, very Jewish building, and we are really hoping for good news, if that is even possible.
Yeah, no, that broke about an hour ago, and it looks absolutely devastating what is happening there. And agree with every sentiment that you have expressed. As I said, such fluid news coming out of Israel today. The one that's absolutely fascinating: a bus critic dies during a raid on his home.
Well, please remind me never to start the day with guys. It's a slow news day, because it's famous last words.
And now you'd know better, yeah.
But very, very, very mysterious, and I use that term loosely, situation where a firm critic of Abbas, somebody called Nizar Bahat, who has been vocal about his criticisms quite a number of times. In fact, just as recently as last week, he appealed for the EU to cut their funding to the Palestinian Authority. He was, or he mysteriously died, is the term being used, while Palestinian security forces went to arrest him. He had accused the Palestinian Authority of authoritarianism and human rights violations. Incredibly, incredibly brave to do that. Over the last couple of weeks, we've seen so many critics of the Palestinian Authority on social media rounded up and arrested, one as young as 16. Which is very, very sobering. And, you know, we're not hearing a peep from all these wonderful people: Ken Roth, Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, who have a finger pointed at Israel a lot of the time. But they've been deathly silent on this. And, you know, we're watching this very, very closely. But what has been quite extraordinary in the last couple of hours are massive protests in Ramallah against the Abbas regime. Many, many Palestinians, hundreds of them, protesting in downtown Ramallah, calling on Abbas to leave, and saying people want the fall of the regime. You know, this reminds us of what we heard in 2011, the beginning of the Arab Spring. Palestinian Authority security forces have apparently used tear gas and have apparently been violent. Some protesters have been beaten up. There are pictures coming in of protesters with blood pouring from their head. But are we starting to see the start of something bigger, Simon? You know, this is Mahmoud Abbas. He has been in his four-year term for now 17 years. If we go back just a month or two ago, the elections famously being cancelled. We know what resulted out of that. Also worrying, you know, before we get too excited, is what kind of vacuum does this create for Hamas? A situation that you can absolutely bet that our security forces will be watching very, very carefully, yeah, to see what transpires and where the wind blows with this.
Yeah, as you were talking, I was thinking Arab societies aren't known for liberal democratic revolutions. That doesn't seem to be the way. We land up with Iranian-type regimes and Hamas-type regimes. And thinking of Hamas and thinking about the PA, we might like to believe that the PA is somewhat different. But listening to you speak this afternoon, different organizations, same methods, Rodi.
Well, absolutely. You know, we're living in a region, and you know, we always talk about Israel being the only democracy, and we really have to look around and look at the leadership in surrounding entities and surrounding countries, and to look what the erosion of democracy and people's human rights really looks like. And we certainly are seeing it today in Ramallah.
Not sure where you want to go, because I'm not sure this is the next story. Are we going to be talking Biden admin pushing for reforms on pay-to-slay, or is that being taken over by other developments today?
Well, we can talk about that. I think that is something important to talk about, because while we're speaking about the Palestinian Authority and the way that they govern the people and that area, we also have to have a look at the Biden administration. You know, when they came into office, there were murmurings they will return or restore aid. We can't forget that very important Taylor Force Act of 2018 that suspended aid to the Palestinians because of the financing on the paying of stipends and salaries to political prisoners in jail. These are prisoners with blood on their hands. These are terrorists who have been arrested while carrying out acts of terror against Israelis. A reminder that Taylor Force was an American national who was killed by terrorists during the wave of terror several years ago. And the Biden administration and the State Department saying that one of their priorities is to make sure that the money given to Palestinian welfare, which includes these pay-to-slay salaries, gets a complete overhaul. You know, just last week we spoke about the European Union wanting to withhold funding to education because they are concerned about anti-Semitism in textbooks. And now we have more vocal coming from the leadership now of the United States, saying we need to also have a long look at where the money is going to.
And yet a couple of press articles this week showing that the Palestinian prime minister doubling down on that position, really.
Well, this is it. It seems to be that there is an inherent, we don't know if it's because Hamas are gaining popularity in the streets and they're trying to compete there, which is also possible. But we are starting to see the patience from the Western world really, really running out at this juncture.
And then some good news. This boy who, I don't know, manages to live a normal life, Gilad Shalit, he's got engaged, is he not?
Well, he's got more than engaged, Simon. He's gotten married. He got hitched.
Got married.
A lovely, lovely wife. And this year actually marks 10 years since his release. Gilad Shalit spent 5 years in captivity in Gaza under Hamas. Those very, very famous pictures of him the day of his release, very, very thin. We were all concerned for his health. Beautiful pictures coming in from the wedding last night of a healthy-looking, happy, love shining through him, Gilad Shalit, with his beautiful wife, Nitzan Shabbat, well, now Nitzan Shalit. And, you know, somebody who I think we've all taken to our hearts, so many of us in South Africa, around the world, campaigned, lobbied, protested, demanded his release from captivity. And, you know, while we celebrate that, we still remember that there are two civilians still in captivity by Hamas, that is Hisham al-Sayed and Avera Mengistu. May they be freed soon. And, of course, the remains of fallen soldiers, Hadar Golden and Oron Shaul, may they be returned to their families soon so that they can have a dignified burial. But, yeah, really, really good news. Simcha all around here in Israel.
Rolene, we've got a minute or so left. Talk to me about Holocaust Survivors Day, the first such day, I believe.
Well, today is the first International Holocaust Survivors Day, and I wouldn't have known if I didn't spend a lot of time on Twitter. And I think that today is such an important day, especially as we've lost so many survivors due to age, due to the pandemic, and also because we're seeing this massive rise of anti-Semitism around the world. We have to bear witness. We have to teach future generations about the danger of hatred. hatred and genocide. And it doesn't start with gas chambers. It starts with words. So if you can today, please take some time out of your day, go onto YouTube, read a book, but listen to a story from a survivor and make sure you pay it forward, that you share those stories with other people.
Rolene Marks, you've been a superstar this week. Thank you as always. And Shabbat Shalom. And we will be back on Monday to do it all over again.
We absolutely will, and it won't be deja vu, it will be deja looking forward to it.